better, as you said a while ago,
being at the top.
To the history
part. So then you left school and you couldn't go to university because it was too expensive.
Well, I tried to.
What?
I went 35, 36. I graduated in high school at 35. And
did
then I went back for an
the
extra
war
year.
Was coming?
What?
36? Did people start thinking
oh,
the
yeah.
war was coming?
We did.
Even in America?
Oh, yeah. In 36, I went back for the year 36. And then the next year, I think that would have been 37. I think it was the year 36 or 37. They started off a machinist course at this school for in the summertime when the school wasn't really in session to teach young men or women machinist work because they saw the war coming. And it was free. You could take this course and learn milling machines and metal lathe and so on.
And America sort of saw itself
all
that, as providing technology.
Was,
Even if they
didn't want
to get in.
That's right. They were going to
tool up.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And so I could see the war coming on. And jobs and everything began to pick up at that time when they saw it took war to get the depression. So anyway, I couldn't get, I went back for an extra year to hope to boost my marks well enough. Yeah, that's right, and get my marks up high enough so I could get into the state university at Cornell in forestry, what I wanted to do. And I got good marks that final year. I really enjoyed that year because I worked and got very good marks. But the marks I'd had in previous years weren't good enough. They passed, and that's all. So I didn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
There was competition to get in because there was free tuition.
Mm-hmm. It's not like that now.
I don't know. I don't think it wouldn't be free to it. I don't really know. The state universities all over the state are cheap for tuition if you're a resident of that state. That's about all I know about them. Anyhow, I couldn't get in, so I spent 5 years working at everything you can think of, digging ditches, fresh pits, and cutting corn and, pouring concrete. That's right. Picking apples and making apple boxes. Anything. Planting trees and whatnot.
I remember a story about there was a particular employee you had who didn't believe in the motto "Whistle while you work." Isn't that right?
Oh yes. I had this one, E.V. Kremling. He was a German extracting fellow who had been, I think, in theater or something in New York City, and he'd come up and had bought this farm during the boom times, apparently. And he had a swimming pool and a house and an orchard. And I worked for him when he was in his orchard, picking and passing apples.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like my whistling. I was just whistling through my teeth. It got on his nerves, and he finally sent me out to. Now, I had the top job, you see, of sorting the apples in the packing shed. And so he downgraded me to go out and work in the trees.
So your whistling wouldn't bother him.
That's right. And he had a Great Dane dog who used to come along behind me as I had to carry these boxes of apples over and put them in the stack. This damn dog would come growling and nibbling with my fine bones, and this guy could have stopped the dog at any time, but he was enjoying the seeing me. So,
next. What are you wanting to
do? Okay,
then.
And what was the issue at the county school? Did they have a sort of a certificate that
I got matric. I had the mastoid operation, missed a lot of school in my matric year. But I liked studying, and I did matric anyway. I was a bit limited in the questions because there was a whole term and a half I had missed. Being in hospital and having a big mastoid operation.
Yes.
And so that I had no trigonometry and it meant that where mostly you could sit down and have a choice of questions. I had no choice.
Mm.
But I I was lucky in so far as all, in all the subjects, I got areas that I didn't have any subjects where I was unlucky enough to not have stuff I had covered, so I actually did very well in the matric. And I would have liked, more than anything, to stay on into the sixth form.
What would you have got then?
And then you get, well, the equivalent of, it's a different